Alright folks, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind, your daily dose of wisdom, wit, and a whole lot of resilience building. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me ask you something. Ever feel like anxiety is trying to hijack your life? Like it's whispering those what-ifs in your ear, holding you back from chasing your dreams? You know that feeling when your heart starts racing just thinking about a presentation, or a first date, or even just going grocery shopping during rush hour? Yeah, we've all been there. But the good news is, anxiety doesn't have to be the boss of you. Today, we're diving into how to tackle those fears head-on, build your resilience, and reclaim your power. Now, before we get started, remember this. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots. It's about understanding our emotions, acknowledging them, but not letting them control us. Think of it like this: you wouldn't let a leaky faucet run wild in your house, right? You'd fix it. Fear and anxiety are those leaky faucets, and stoicism is the toolbooks to get things back under control. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer those pesky feelings. First up, identify your triggers. What sets off that anxious feeling? Is it social situations, public speaking, deadlines at work? Recognizing your patterns is like shining a light on the shadows. Once you see them, they lose their power. Keep a journal, track those moments when anxiety creeps in, and note down what happened right before. You'll start to see the connections, and that awareness is half the battle won. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. Ever notice how anxiety loves to play tricks on your mind? It throws out these distorted, catastrophic what-ifs like they're facts. Don't believe them. Question those thoughts. Is there real evidence to support them? What's the most realistic outcome? Remember, you're not helpless against these thought patterns. You can choose to reframe them in a more positive and rational light. Now let's talk about practical action. We all know that feeling of wanting to escape anxiety, right? But sometimes the best thing to do is face it head on. Gradually expose yourself to those situations that trigger your fear. Start small. Maybe it's talking to a stranger at the coffee shop or sending that email you've been avoiding. Each small victory builds your confidence and shows you that you can handle it. Mindfulness is your secret weapon. It's about being present in the moment, focusing on your breath, and observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When anxiety tries to take over, take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations in your body, and gently guide your attention back to the present. This helps you break free from the cycle of worry and creates a sense of calm. And finally, remember that you are not alone. Anxiety is incredibly common, and there's no shame in seeking support. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, consider joining a support group, or reach out to a therapist. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and remind you that you have a community of people who understand what you're going through. Let me tell you a story about this. I remember years ago when I was preparing for my first big public speaking event, my heart was pounding like a drum solo, I was sweating buckets, and my mind was racing with every possible disaster scenario. But then I remembered something my mentor once told me. Embrace the fear, but don't let it control you. So I took deep breaths, focused on the message I wanted to share, and stepped onto that stage. And guess what? It went amazing. The audience was engaged, I felt a surge of confidence, and I realized that overcoming fear is about facing it head-on, not running away from it. So there you have it, 5 powerful steps to help you conquer those anxieties and live a more fulfilling life. Remember, you're stronger than you think. You've got this. And before we wrap things up, I want to challenge you to put these tips into action. Maybe start by identifying your top trigger, what gets you feeling anxious. Write it down, share it with someone, and then brainstorm some small steps you can take to face it. Remember, every little victory counts. Let's keep this conversation going. Share your thoughts, stories, and questions on our social media pages. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and remember you've got the power within you to create a life you love.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.